Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Heather?
This is her.
Hey, Heather, it's Arlita from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was calling to just touch base with you about the health insurance.
Oh, okay.
Did you have an event, like a qualifying event, that you would need it now?
Just I have prescription medicine that I pick up, so I would need that.
Do you have a plan currently?
My husband's plan, but they wouldn't pay. I just actually, Friday, I think, or Thursday, they didn't cover my prescription because they said I had insurance and I didn't. So I just paid out of pocket for it until I figure this out.
Okay, you don't have insurance with us. You just started. So did you have insurance with, did you work at a previous home care agency?
No. I mean, I did, but they never offered me insurance because I had to be there 90 days or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then I wasn't there 90 days. I switched to your company because they were horrible.
Okay. I would definitely appeal to your current insurance to get them to reimburse you for your medication if you don't have any other insurance.
Okay.
And yeah,
the plan I picked, does it cover my prescription?
It gives you like a discount prescription card. Let me see. It's not necessarily like a regular prescription card. And this, yeah. What is, if you don't mind me asking, if do you have medication for a disorder that you would need to see a specialist?
Yes, I go every.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
It cut out.
I'm sorry. I'm running errands for my mom right now. I wanted to know, every 3 months I go and they do like a med check. So I was wondering if it would cover that also.
But if you have insurance, like your husband's insurance, and they paid for that previously, I would definitely keep that because this insurance is preventative care only.
Okay. And what is that? Basically nothing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're not going to give me a hard time, though, right? Like.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm going to use the basic insurance through Family First, and then I could use my husband's as a secondary. So whatever mine doesn't cover.
That is not a good idea. That is awful.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because if you do and you do take this insurance that covers absolutely nothing, the plan that you have under your husband's insurance will not. They will fight everything because they'll try to make this insurance, but this insurance doesn't cover anything.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was because there was three options. So of course I picked the first one. So you think I would be better off with the second option, the $34 it was?
No, ma'am. It's preventative care only. No matter what one you pick, it doesn't necessarily cover your illnesses, but it will mess up your good insurance that you have through your husband's
right
plan. You don't want to do that. You don't want to, like, if you you have a good plan, you have coverage, switch into this will do nothing, but it's a waste of money.
All right. So I should, how do I go about talking to them? Because they're saying, well, if you have insurance, we're not going to cover it. We'll just be a secondary.
You don't have insurance. You do not have a plan with us. You do not have any sort of coverage.
Okay. So I'll just tell them that I have no coverage.
Correct.
So they can continue covering me. Okay.
Yes.
Because they're gonna, I know they're going to ask me if I'm working.
And your work doesn't offer insurance that...
Okay, I'll just tell them that. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you. I appreciate
your
phone call. Very helpful.
I don't want you to... this plan is not a good plan for real people.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your honesty.
You're
and
welcome.
Helpfulness. Very
All
helpful.
Right. Have
All
a
right.
good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.